Blog Talk Radio.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
So I'm so thankful because you have won again. I'm just thankful for all of it, for the small, for the big. You got to be thankful for everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Have to be thankful. Hallelujah. Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. We have to thank God today, brothers and sisters, for the good, bad, and the ugly, the small, the great, it doesn't matter. As we came up the road today, I just thank God for protecting me. I thank God for not allowing people to go to sleep and drift over into my lane. I mean, I'm just thankful for everything. I'm thanking that I was able to put my right foot in my right shoe and my left one in my left one. And I'm able to raise my hand and praise God. I'm just thankful to God for having a clear mind and a mind to say, you know what, I put my glasses here and not on top of my head. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Hey, we're broadcasting today from Minister Robinson, Ponderosa. We're breaking this computer in, breaking his office in. Gonna make me have to upgrade here. I see that right now. I'm gonna have to upgrade a little bit. But we're truly thankful. We're gonna have a word of prayer, and then we're gonna get into Thankful Thursday. And if anyone have anything you want to be thankful for, we want you to let us know. We're so happy that Pastor Bill texted us and told us that she had to go to the airport, something that dealing with her daughter. But however, we thank God for it, and we're going to pray traveling mercy her way as well. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says in everything give thanks. So we thank you for the good, bad, and the ugly. We thank you for the small, the great. We just thank you, Father God, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we know Philippians 2:5 says that we can have the mind of Christ. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for being in this home, Minister Robinson home, Father God, and his wife. I thank you for it. In Lexington, Kentucky, I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being an overcomer. The Bible says that we are overcomer of the world, 1 John 5:4. We overcome the world. I thank you, Father God, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us, according to Philippians 4:13. I thank you, Father God, that your word says we're being changed into that image, like unto you, Heavenly Father, according to 2 Corinthians 2. I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that we're chosen vessels. You chosen us for such a time as this. Give you honor, give you praise, give you the glory. Okay. Ask you to pray for all those that said that they were desiring prayer according to the word. We pray for them as well. And Father God, again, we just want to thank you for letting Pastor Bill have a safe return to her destination. Pray that you let ministering angels minister to her, be encamped around her. I thank you for it. Thank you for the family members, Father God, that's coming over the road. We bind up anything that would cause hindrance to them. We said ministering spirits go forth and make the crooked way straight. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We ask you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will, Father God, let it be happen today, and it shall be done in your name. I thank you, and we give you the praise and the honor. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, I'm happy that God allowed us to be broadcasting from in Lexington, Kentucky on this Friday. We call it Friday in Georgia, Friday, May 26, 2023. Thank you, Minister Robinson, for allowing me to sit in this office and do my thing and be able to preach the word of God. Hallelujah. Today, we're going to talk about it's been paid. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about it's been paid in full. Certainly, it's been paid in full. Luke 19:10 is one of our scriptures that we're going to deal with today, Luke 19 and 10. It reads like this, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save those that which are lost." Hallelujah. That's why Christ came. And you know what? I think I'm going to back up and catch that ninth verse as well. Hallelujah. Reading out of Minister Robinson, one of his Bibles. That's Luke 19. And this is ninth verse. And I'll just read it. It's in red. That's what I like about the Bible. You know it's when Jesus talking because they took the time to put it in red. The Bible says in the ninth verse, "And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he is also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Hallelujah. You know, I want to begin by saying that the house may reference just to the house of Zacchaeus, but when we look at Acts 10 and 2 and Acts 11 and 14 and Acts 16 and we'll go there. When you talk about to the house, could reference to other things. I like Acts 10 and 42. You know, as many people as were seated, that was considered a house. Now we consider a house is your temple. Your temple is a house. But in Acts 10 and 2, it says, "A devout man and one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always." Now, that's interesting because, see, a lot of church folks miss this. They miss that right there. They miss that he was a devout man, one that feared God with his house, which gave much alms. In other words, this brother gave a lot of gifts. He was devoted to praying. So your house should be a house of giving. And to be honest with you all, that's what I've received since I've been here, a house of giving. Hallelujah. Just whatever we want, whatever we need. It's a beautiful thing to be in that kind of environment. So Jesus have paid it in full. Listen, friend, in Mark 2, 1 through 12 will be the basis for a lot of this, because it says, "Since the day Christ's blood was shed, since that day his atonement, he has paid the price to meet all the world's need and cried of sorrow." He paid that. Truly, Jesus met the needs of the broken heart, the sorrow, the spirits, the lame. He met every need. And here's what I want you to know. It's been paid. How are you trying to pay something that's already been paid? Salvation is free, brothers and sisters. So you can take that money back to the house. Hallelujah. Because that ain't going to get it. This man, what he did in the book of Acts, He gave it to poor people, or he gave it to people who had a need of. That's what he did. Jesus continued to make the pathway for us. The Bible says he took all of our infirmities and bore our sickness. In Matthew 8:17, he was in all points tempted as we are, but yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. I rejoice to bring him to you today, even though it is in my cloak. The Bible says, and he said unto you that he is the only one can say, Jesus, not the preacher, not the bishop, but Jesus. He is the only one, only one. He has the plan. He is the only life. He is the only help. But thank God, he has triumphant to the uttermost. He healed all who come to him as the paralytic. And the one that we talked about on yesterday, the one that had been paralyzed, means was of lower thought. Remember when you was somewhat deformed, people looked down on you. But you know what Peter and them did? And the other disciples, they tore the roof off. Man, I still can't get over it. I don't know how I missed that scripture all these years. They ripped the roof off for salvation. I want to ask the question today. What are you trying to get to? What are you trying to make happen? So you can have salvation. It's free, but it ain't cheap. I wanted to go to Mark 2:1. Having a problem here with this computer. Mark, come here. There you go. Has a nice Mark 2. And we're going to start with the first verse. And we're going to read a few verses here. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days and was knows that he was in the house. He knew he was there. And straightway many were gathered together in as much that were no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. That's key. We got to preach the word, brothers and sisters. The true word. Not what we feel. Not what we think. But we got to preach the true word. That Jesus really died so we could live. Salvation is here today. And it's been paid in full. Been paid in full. I am in Christ. Once you receive this salvation, forgiveness of all sin and washed in the blood. That's what makes you a new creation. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost now. Delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. Boy, I tell you, I'm just excited about this word. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited to know that you are a citizen of heaven and you seated in the right hand with Christ in heavenly places. And for that reason, that makes you a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, according to 1 Peter 2:9. I don't know how many of y'all realize it, but the Bible says that we've been justified. Complete forgiveness. Don't let people pull that wool over your head. Oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. No, you've been forgiven. Hallelujah. You have. You have been forgiven. Accept your forgiveness and move on. That's what I say. I say that's what preaching is. Preaching is telling the people the truth. Preacher is telling people that Christ died for them. And then showing it to them in the Word of God. Showing them that by his stripes we are healed. They had asked Jesus this question. They were more concerned about if the guy was this, if he was that. Jesus said, well, wait a minute. What's more easy to say? Take up your bed and walk and be healed? Or you've been forgiven of your sin? So what Jesus said is, hey, take up your bed and walk. But he that, the Bible says, but that you may know that the Son of Man has come to seek and save those that are lost. See, it took the power of God so the people would know, man, that is God. That is God. And sometime today, we have to demonstrate the power of God. You have to just let God do his thing. Wherever you're at, it doesn't matter. He paid the price. Hallelujah. Well, this is Thankful Thursday. If anyone have anything that you want to be thankful for, you can press 1. We'll let you in. Hallelujah. Anyone, press 1. And we'll let you in. You got to press toward this mark of the higher calling of God. According to Philippians 3:14, where it starts by being saved. It starts by accepting God's promise that you're going to surrender totally to the Word of God. Because that's what Jesus preached. That's what he did. That's what we just read. He preached the word unto them. What you thought he preached? He preached the word. And one theologian said he preached about himself. That would be an awesome testimony to hear how he disrobed himself in heaven, took off royalty, and said, let me go down and identify with my brothers and my sisters. And he put on flesh, came down to earth. He walked around like you and I, ate food like you and I. So the Bible declared and decreed that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. No reason Paul called the acceptance in the beloved Ephesians 1:6. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone else? Anyone? Anyone that want to share their testimony? Hallelujah. Well, I definitely want to thank Minister Robertson again for allowing us to broadcast from his beautiful home here in Lexington, called the Bluegrass State. So happy that he allowed us to do this. And no one else have anything you want to share, we'll see you all for the review on Sunday.